Welcome to the Friday, September the 12th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our eighth episode of the 2025-2026 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 15 minutes to listen each week. We hope this weekly update keeps you informed, connected, and most importantly, shines a spotlight on the great things happening in our schools. All right, let's dive into the highlights from another great week. This week, we had cohorts 1 and 3 of NISL, the National Institute for School and Systems Leadership, and their important work throughout the district. We have cohorts 2, 4, and 5 at work next week. These are sessions number 4 out of 12 for our groups that are going through NISL. Yesterday was an important day that many of us remember, September 11th, and our Ben Davis Choir delivered a moving performance once again at the Indianapolis Airport in remembrance of September 11th, 2001. We also held many silent dismissals and contemporary events throughout the district to honor this important day, and it was my honor to be with the sixth graders at Chapel Glen Elementary and to be able to share a little bit with them about my remembrances and my experiences that I had on that day, September 11th, 2001. What a powerful memory and a powerful event that changed our nation forever. Yesterday was also our district-wide appreciation day for our incredible custodians, maintenance staff, mechanics, grounds crew, technology team, application specialists, our technology assistants, and our attendance officers. Thank you for all the work you do behind the scenes to keep our schools running smoothly. And we'd like to say a special congratulations to Area 31 Career Center Director Brittany Kluwer, who was named the 2026 ACTE Region 3 Administrator of the Year by the Association for Career and Technical Education. She is also one of five finalists for the national title, which will be announced in December in Nashville, Tennessee at the annual conference. And speaking of which, I'm so happy to have Mrs. Kluwer as our guest today. Welcome, Brittany.
Thank you for having me.
This is quite an honor. You are only the second Career Center Director in the whole history of this award in the state of Indiana to receive this. What do you think brought you to the top? What was it that got you to this recognition?
I'm really not sure. I serve students and I focus on helping with career and technical education and driving that passion. And one of my former teachers at Area 18 nominated me for the state award.
Wow.
And I ended up winning and going on to regionals.
So then you did your application, went to regionals, and now you are one of the five finalists? Is that what I read? One of five finalists. Wow!
Yes.
Out of all the career center directors in the whole country. The whole country, how many career center directors are there in, you mentioned Area 18, you've been here at Area 31 now for how many years?
Almost two.
So you were Area 18, northern part of the state. And so how many different career centers approximately are there in the state of Indiana?
There's 53 area districts.
Okay.
So they look a little bit different. They might have a career center, might be a co-op where it's in the different schools and shared programs.
You know, I was having this conversation with actually with Dr. Suggs just today about how those areas are developed. Who came up with those areas? And I mean, is there a guideline that says you must stay within this area? How do those districts work? Those Area 31s, Area 18, Central 9, we've got, you know, all kinds of different ones around Marion County for sure.
Well, Area 31's been around for 48 years.
Wow.
So I wasn't here when they developed the district.
Is there a statewide organization that created that, or?
It is through the DOE.
Okay.
And now the Commission for Higher Education.
Okay. Which Dr. Jenner is also overseeing at this point. And so all things education are kind of under her purview. So you mentioned Area 31, 48 years old. How many programs approximately do we offer at Area 31?
Almost 30.
30 different programs to 11 different high schools. We have three here in Marion County, if my memory serves me correctly, and 8 in Hendricks County, correct?
6 in Hendricks and 2 in Morgan.
That's right, 2 in Morgan. We've got those two schools in Morgan. So all of those high schools send their students to Area 31 to receive an experience. And Why would a student go to a career and tech center as opposed to staying in their home high school?
Several of these programs are really expensive to run, like welding and automotive. We are lucky to have several donors. Andy Moore supports the automotive program every year with about $25,000. And trying to have those programs throughout all the home high schools, very difficult to run quality programs.
We know that a lot of CTE classes, a lot of the enrollment is predominantly male students. You are, of course, a female. You're in the career and technical space. You've got a really great story. How did you get into career and technical education?
Well, my dad was a contractor.
Okay.
So I wanted to follow in his footsteps, and I tried to take construction classes when I was in high school. And I was called down by my counselor, and he said, hey, those are the boys' classes. So we kind of talked about different class offerings, and I settled on agriculture. I'm a fifth-generation farmer. So our family farm has been in the family, I think, 140 years or so. So we're getting ready to celebrate that 150 years soon.
That's amazing.
Yep, excited for that. So I settled on agriculture and fell in love with that in the FFA and became an ag teacher.
So you started off as a teacher, like many of us. What led you into school leadership? What was it that made you decide that you wanted to kind of take that next step?
My superintendent at the time, Dr. Tim Long, came to me and talked to me about possibly serving in leadership, and I said, absolutely not. And after a couple years of wearing me down, he finally said, Brittany, if you don't do it, somebody without CTE knowledge will be the one in charge of it. So
interesting.
I took the next step.
Yeah. And this is your second career center. Area 18 was your first. Is that correct?
Yes. It's the only district I have served in other than Area 31. So I left my home district.
And we are honored that you made the move down to Indianapolis. When you think about your journey so far, what is it that you're most proud of?
I think the number of students that I've had go into ag education. Mm. I have 10 students that followed in my footsteps. Mm. So the legacy living on through them.
Wow. That's, you know, it's interesting. And I had somebody ask me the other day, what would I have done if I did not go into education? And ag business was the other pursuit that I was, coming from a family of farmers as well. I thought I was going to go to work for ADM, Archer Daniel Midland, and in Decatur, Illinois, because that's really what I knew. Either that or now Tate and Lyle used to be Staley's, but those are the two companies I thought I was going to work for if I went into ag business, at least to start out with. Career and technical education is definitely changing. We think about it, when I was in school, I always wished I could have taken those classes. I walked by them on the way to other classes, and I always wished that I could. But we know that the trades are vastly changing and that we're hearing a lot about the need for students to go into the skilled trades. So how is that landscape changing from your perspective?
Career and technical education is more than just the trades. Mm. So about 20 years ago, it changed from vocational to career and technical education. And we have our future doctors and future pharmacists in our pharmacy program. Mm-hmm. And we have some of the best trade students that are going to go right into industry. So it has changed quite significantly because everything leads to a career. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about everybody needs to go to college, sure, if that's the path they want to take. But they've now built our programs through Next Level Programs of Study where it stair steps up. So students can graduate with a certificate. Mm-hmm. They can go on to an associate's degree or on to their bachelor's or even further on.
Yeah. And you mentioned that. We talked on a previous episode when we had Adam Parrish, who's our career coach, and Tim Pratt, who's the principal at Area 31, a little bit about the early college options even that are offered at Area 31. So certificates and degrees, diplomas, all kinds of things that are offered. And so talking to the principal of Area 31, you are the director of Area 31. What's the difference between what a director does in your role over Area 31 versus Mr. Pratt, who is kind of overseeing the day-to-day operations of the physical facility?
Yeah, so I serve more like a CFO where I can search for grants to help support our programs. I also help serve the 11 school districts, so as they're developing programs in their home school. if we're looking at Avon or Brownsburg, or looking at starting some of those local pathways, I can help provide some support there and guidance to help with the new diploma alignment and pathway alignment.
And each one of the, you mentioned that you're working with the, specifically with the superintendents and the principals of those schools, but each one of those 11 high schools and 11 districts that they come from, each one has a little different dynamic, don't they? That you're talking about a school like Mooresville or Mill Creek versus a district like maybe Wayne or Speedway. And everybody has Brownsburg, you mentioned, Avon. Different nuances, don't they?
They do. And that's what I love most about Area 31. There's a little bit of everything here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really, I mean, you're from, again, you're talking about urban districts, suburban districts, and rural districts all in the same career and technical center.
Yeah, it makes our data very interesting to look at.
So we've talked a little bit about some of the programs we offer. And again, in a previous episode, we talked about the importance of what students are doing in CTE and the importance of making that connection for them and getting them out into the workplace and having some of those experiences. In fact, we recently had Partnership Day where we had over 70 partners that were here to tell students and to share with students a little bit about what is possible and what exists out there. Why is it so important to have those hands-on experiences for our students, like Partnership Day, like getting out into businesses, like working right beside the professionals?
I think every generation is worried about the next generation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I can tell you, these kids are going to be just fine. We have young professionals that are absolutely amazing. And as soon as I bring some of our partners into our career center and they get to meet some of our young professionals, they want them immediately to start working with them.
And you're really great about, you have an executive leadership council that really brings in some of the business partners that we have to try to keep up with and understand what the needs are out there and what our employers are looking for. And you've just done a phenomenal job coalescing that group to give you some additional guidance to really beef up and improve our programs to the best of our ability. What else do you do to try to keep up on the growing trends or what our students really need as they're thinking about that post-secondary opportunity?
Local input is very important, but I also serve on several boards at the state. I think it's important that we have a seat at the table when there's decisions being made about our students. So we want to make sure that our voices are heard for our very unique districts.
You mentioned that you've had some opportunity also to advocate at the State House because there's, you know, like anything else, there's laws and that are passed. There's things that happen at the State House that impact career and technical education. But you've also had the chance to work with legislators up close on trying to improve opportunities for CTE.
Yeah, through some of my research at Purdue, I've been focusing on career exploration and when that really should happen. And it really starts to ingrain into students' minds at the elementary age on what possibilities might be out there. So I've been a real big advocate for pushing this down to the eighth grade level for more career exploration for students to help navigate what classes they might be interested in. And This is near and dear to me because I thought I was going to be a nurse. I wanted to wear my pajamas to work. I was like, that's the coolest thing ever. And, you know, I went to the Career Center in Newcastle and I said, this is not for me. This is not what I want to do. And if I wouldn't have had that opportunity, then I probably would have dropped out first semester, lost all that money, and then tried to figure something else out. So
that's a really great point because having the opportunities to do that exploration not only tells you what you want to do, but can also tell you what you don't want to do. So as you think about, or as we think about that, for somebody who's listening and just starting out or trying to figure out what their path is, what's your advice to them?
Find a mentor. Talk about some of your goals and dreams. That way people can share maybe some experiences that helped them in navigating that. I wanted to be on the construction side, I wanted to be a nurse and then settled in ag in education. So I guess I found a love for both of them there in education.
Last question. We have gotten away from this a little bit, but I want to ask for people that don't know you, you're fairly new to the district. When you're not working at Area 31, when you're not being the director of Area 31 Career and Technical Center, what do you like to do for fun?
Oh, I like to hike. I take my dog on a walk quite a bit. I have a Jeep. I like to go jeeping quite a bit. So just being outside.
That's awesome. Well, our guest today, Brittany Kluwer, the Area 31 Career and Technical Education Director at here in Wayne Township, and also the newest recipient of the Region 3 Administrator of the Year from ACTE. Congratulations, and thank you for being with us, Brittany.
Thank you.
Well, coming up, we have several things on the horizon. Good luck to our Ben Davis football team as they take on Center Grove tonight at Center Grove. Always a challenging matchup, so let's cheer them on. Tomorrow, our cross-country team will be competing. Best luck to all of our runners as they continue to have a stellar season. Next week is the Claremont Parade, always a fun community event. Our school board, Wayne Township Police Department, Child Nutrition Team, and others will be joining the Ben Davis Marching Giants and Roby Elementary participating in the Claremont Parade. That starts at 11 o'clock, I think. We'll make sure to get that updated in our next week's podcast. And just a reminder, the Giants of Trivia is coming up on October the 4th. Get your team together for a fun evening supporting the tremendous work of the Wayne Township Education Foundation and our teachers. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission and our vision. It's the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.